With just 3 years having passed since their Super Bowl 42 victory, Tom would once again motivate and inspire his team to reach the pinnacle of success in 2011 with a message that would resonate throughout the entire season.
You're going to hear me say this 1,000 times. Finish, finish, finish.
Coughlin's veteran quarterback Eli Manning would have the finest season of his career, setting an NFL record with 15 fourth-quarter touchdown passes and thrilling Giants fans week after week with come-from-behind victories.
Manning takes a low snap. He's back, throws one left down the sideline for Nix, who makes the catch for the touchdown! And the Giants have the lead back.
Talk about a story of resiliency.
Third and goal at the one. Manning's going to throw. Throws it left to the end zone. Touchdown, Giants! Jake Ballard!
How's that for a comeback? And I tell you what, anyone who doubts whether or not Eli Manning has the stuff.
Eli Manning, that'll be his fifth fourth quarter comeback of the year.
In week 14 at Dallas, the Giants would be hanging by a thread before Eli would once again lead the comeback.
Cowboys by five. Second and goal at the one for the lead, a minute to go. Hand off Jacobs, he runs right, follows his blockers to the goal line. Touchdown, Giants! And the New York Giants have saved their season as they've come to Dallas and defeated the Cowboys.
What a hell of a fourth quarter again to take the star down off the mountain, put the NYG up on top. Now listen,
keep it up there.
You got to keep it there now.
As fate would have it, the Giants would have to win the final two games of their regular season to make the playoffs. And the first team standing in their way was the rival New York Jets at MetLife Stadium.
Manning back to throw. Looks, throws one to the right, completes it to the right for a first down, and running out of a tackle down the right sideline is Victor Cruz. Chased by Smith, hurdles over him, to the 30, to the 20, to the 10, to the 5, touchdown Giants, 99 yards!
And so Victor goes 99, and it's a whole different ballgame, and probably from that point on, if you wanted to define the defining moment in the season, when things really came together and took off, that was it right there.
Coughlin's young wide receiver protege would once again steal the show in the season finale against Dallas.
Takes the snap, they roll him left, he throws it left, Cruz has got it, down the left sideline he goes, across midfield to the 40, to the 30, to the 20, to the 10, to the 5, touchdown Victor Cruz! 74 yards, and he's done it again!
The New York Giants are the NFC East champions.
As the Cinderella season continued into the playoffs, it was clear that Coughlin and the Giants were going all in.
Good teams become great teams when their members trust each other enough to surrender the me for the we.
Taking their head coach's words to heart, the Giants would advance to play in Super Bowl 46 in a rematch with the New England Patriots. And once again, they would treat the fans to one of the greatest finishes in Super Bowl history.
Into the end zone, a jump ball, and it's incomplete, and the ball game's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46. Finish is what Tom Coughlin said, and the Giants have finished off the Patriots in the Super Bowl for the second time in 4 years.
When you set a goal, and you accomplish the goal, and when you specify exactly what it's going to take, and it happens exactly that way, that is rewarding, it's satisfying, but it's also fulfilling. There's nothing like it.